Aging Has Come of Age by Dr. Eric Plasker. The last Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model was 81-year-old Martha Stewart. Some of the most grueling, best-attended concert tours this year belong to Paul McCartney, 81, The Rolling Stones, Mick is 80, and Bruce Springsteen, 73. Warren Buffett is still a, if not the most sought-after financial advisor at age 92. By all accounts, aging has come of age. Old is now cool. But all this coolness isn't limited to aging celebrities. Today's senior citizens are aging totally differently than their parents did. They start new businesses, travel, take up competitive sports, get involved in their communities. Together, they have rebranded aging, and in the process not only become cool, but also a demographic that is gaining attention as it gains power. To get a sense of how Americans currently define old age and envision the possibilities of aging, AgeWave conducted a Harris Poll survey of over 2,000 American adults. The survey, titled The New Age of Aging, took a look at American perceptions about retirement, health and longevity, and the importance of leaving a legacy. Their findings indicate that as people look to the future, more and more are realizing the value of living a 100-year lifestyle. It used to be that 60 was considered old. Today, 80 is the median age considered to be old. With that in mind, 79% of those surveyed believe that today's older adults are more active than the previous generation. 58% believe that this generation of seniors is more open-minded and curious. Of those surveyed, 83% found that adults aged 65 or more said it was more important to feel useful than youthful. Having purpose and meaning in their lives is important. The mental picture of someone sitting in a rocking chair with a scrapbook and a glass of iced tea is no longer accurate. 71% of those 65 and older who were surveyed say that the best is yet to come. The best time of their lives is either now or coming. 59% of the pre-retirees and retirees surveyed said that their future looks like a second act as opposed to a vacation. They want to work in some form. Lastly, the study showed that 65% of people over 50 think their wisdom is the most important thing they can pass on, not their possessions or financial assets. Unfortunately, no matter how you rebrand aging, one thing remains true. While we're living longer, we're not all living better. It's impossible to ignore the number of assisted living centers popping up on every corner in America. More and more people of every age need to get on board with living 100:100 at 100% for 100 years or more. Whether you want it or not, you might just live to be 100, and everyone wants to get there as healthy as possible. So, at 100-year lifestyle, we agree 80 is the new 60, and also that aging is cool. But the fact that aging is cool isn't new. All you have to do is check out some of our centenarian stories to know that healthy longevity is what's really cool, and it's what makes everything else possible. When you're healthy, you can be useful, working, and sharing your wisdom until your last breath. And the best way to make sure your birthright time is quality time is to follow the 100-year lifestyle. If you or someone you know is realizing that they just might live longer than they think, encourage them to get there in style. Suggest that they find a 100-year lifestyle provider near them and start living their 100-year lifestyle today. There's no time like the present to start living your best life. That's always been cool, and always will be.